Above all, you must live as citizens of the kingdom of heaven, only behaving in a manner worthy of the good news about the Christ, so that whether I see you again, or I only have news about you, I may hear about you and learn that you are standing firm in one spirit and purpose, striving side by side for the faith, in other words, for the good news. Today, we continue the series, Letters from Prison, where we listen to the Bible advice written for us by one man inspired by God, who suffered as a good soldier of Jesus Christ and as an instrument of God to reach, I would say, millions of people. And up to our days, each of his writings, guided by the Holy Spirit, continue teaching, exhorting, edifying, and showing us what this good news about our Lord Jesus Christ are really about. He was a man who had a direct encounter with God, the same Jesus, and this encounter brought a radical change in his life. Understanding that the manner in which he was seeing life was not correct, but now in Christ, he could really have a better perspective. Moreover, now he could have the only correct perspective about the real life. Understanding that we were created and designed with a purpose, and that we must know this purpose and live in this purpose. The only way this can happen is to return to our Creator, return to the Source, return to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul lived difficult moments, although he also lived moments of abundance. He uses this letter to give advice to the church of the Philippians. This letter is very well known because all of his text, besides giving advice, gives strength, exhortation, and guides people towards trusting and regaining their joy in the Lord. A joy which does not depend on the happiness of the moment or on where do I find myself at, but on whom I have trusted, on whom I find myself in, and on whom I am. In other words, a joy that depends on God because it comes from God and it is given to our spirit. Consequently, the world cannot take it away and cannot affect it because it comes from God. Hence, each advice that Paul gave to this church, which words are still valid up to our times, was advice of strength, of encouragement, of joy. But what somewhat strikes me is that these writings come from a place which is not a very appetizing place, or is not appetizing by people. Paul was not in Disney World. He was not in a paradise island. Paul found himself in one of the most crucial, difficult moments of his life. Paul was in prison. And besides being in jail, he was surrounded by soldiers. He was awaiting a death sentence. But this was not worrying Paul. In the contrary, it gave him joy because he considered that he was a partaker of Christ's sufferings. And if he suffered with Christ here on earth, he would reign with him in eternity. It is here where we see the great trust and hope that we should have as Christians and understand that in this life, we are going to go through infinite complicated times. It is part of life. Temptations, processes, even good news, because not all moments are bad. Yes, even good moments, abundant times. We need to have the attitude and the wisdom to know how to confront them. Therefore, in this letter to the Philippians, he gives certain advice and takes advantage of being in jail, takes advantage of being in a complicated moment to remove the filters from his life and talk to the world, talk to the people about life as it is, that separated from God, we can do nothing. Therefore, today, I want to talk to you about these filters that we have in life. And I want to start with something simple, a practical example. Because just as we do it in this manner, we also do it in our daily life. For example, a picture. Whenever we are going to have our picture taken, we always look for the best angle, a good place, a space with good light, and we show our best facial expression, a smile. And whenever we are going to have our picture taken, what is the first thing that comes to our mind? How is it going to look in social media? Each image we take, we look forward to posting it in social media with the objective of pleasing people we do not know. But this is the way we live. We no longer enjoy a picture to remember because we want to remember the moment, but because we want everyone to know that we are okay, when in reality this is not so. Social media has guided us to mismanage situations. And often we hide from life. We hide and try to idealize life. And we go after a fantasy world. After what we write on a wall on Facebook, or a wall on Instagram, or on Twitter, with the objective of pleasing thousands of people that we not even know, because we are trying to fit in all the time. There are people who are awfully dependent on social media, who have their cellular phones in their hand all the time, looking how many likes they receive. But anyway, I am not going to consider that topic. What I am getting at with the images, with pictures that we post there, is that if we do not like how it turned out and we want to find perfection in that picture, we go to a program and add a filter. And filters are simply images created to be put on top of the real image to distort them, either for good or for bad. We do things in life in the same manner. We put filters on it. Now, I cannot imagine the Apostle Paul having a cellular phone at that time in prison, taking a selfie there with the security guards, showing his cell and how he was doing at that time. The Apostle Paul was not looking to impress. Rather, he was looking to teach how hard life is and not to deny it. But above that hard life is God. And each life circumstance brings learning. It is wrong to go through every moment and only yearn for that to happen when we have not learned anything from what is happening to us. I do not know if it has happened to you, but often, during complicated times, God leads us to reflect and reconsider how we are living our life and remove the filters of imagination that the world plays there, of vanity and idealizing what the correct life should be like. You watch TV and listen to the media. You watch the internet itself to see what society, this world, sells you, which is consumerism and a misconception of what the perfect life should look like. Right? Then, when they talk to you about a perfect life, first they show you a woman with certain measurements, or a man with a bodybuilder's body. then a giant spacious house, a tremendous van, and then a beach where you get to buy plane, and then going from party to party. Then they tell you, this is the real life. But there is nothing further from reality than this. And do you know what? We believe all this. So we live spending more than what we have to spend. We live worried about what the world sold us. The media sold us because we want to get it. Because it is in style. Because everybody has it. And I have to be part of that. So we are no longer happy with what we have because we mold ourselves to the needs of this world. And we forget that when we belong to God, we depend on heaven. We do not depend on earth. We stop putting our gaze on the author and finisher of our faith, who is Christ, and place our gaze on the ephemeral, on the transient, wanting to satisfy the emptiness of the heart, which the world can only fill with drugs, alcohol, women, with momentary situations, which give you a moment of happiness. Yes, but happiness ends because it is dependent on what may come, while joy is permanent. Consequently, the Apostle Paul also says in the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 10 through 11, let it be clear that it's not my intention to gain the favor of the people, but of God. If my objective were to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. My beloved brothers, I want you to understand that the gospel message that I preach is not based on simple human reasoning. Paul says, my intention is not to please people. Hence, his message was a message without filters. It was a complete truth. To speak God's words as they are without trying to hide anything, putting filters here, putting filters there, so people would not feel bad. But in the contrary, we must see which is reality so we can sincerely realize that alone we cannot do, that separated from God we can do nothing. He gave them this message from prison. He said to them, live as dependents on heaven. Live understanding that although you are on earth, you have a citizenship in heaven. Understand that you will suffer, that you will live good times. Learn to enjoy them and learn to live, to bring out the good in every process. Do not throw in the towel and feel bad about what you have not reached. Give thanks for what you have and advance toward the purpose that God has destined for you. Because in that purpose, you are complete. The Father already has everything prepared for each of you. Consequently, Paul shows himself without filters. He said, my intention is not to express pity. Because many who received this letter from jail could say, Paul is looking to generate pity for himself. But it is not like this. Paul says to them, my chains have served so that others know about God. And now he says, if I am sentenced to death, for me to die is gain, to live is Christ. To die is gain. Now I do not know which of the two things is better, for the Lord to call me to his presence or for me to stay here with you. Nevertheless, if I stay for a little bit longer and I serve you as a counselor so you can be lifted and mature in the faith, then this is good for me. It is not important where do I cancel you from. Paul has been taught in everything, and he understood that one should not put a filter on life. My beloved friends, one must know to confront life, so the life picture that you take do not look to accommodate it by finding someone to please. But may your thinking and occupation be to please God in everything, rather than men. Who do you look to please? We allow ourselves to be bombarded by the messages of the world all the time, and we put filters on our life. There are people who live in a world of lies, fabricating fantasies, like someone once said. And all the time we walk around idealizing the gospel, idealizing our life. We become so mystical. But it is not about this. Jesus taught a Christian life without filters to his disciples. He took them on a boat where they almost sank, and there he showed them his power and his providence, and the importance of depending on God. Many times they tried to kill him, and he fled so that they did not affect him at that time. He sat with the poor, with the rich. He enjoyed each moment and said, "Because life is a gift from God, and you are dependent on the Father." Let us remove the filters we have placed in our life. Let us return to our integrity. Let us be one again. As we are at home, let us be in the temple. Let us be in the street. Let us stop worrying about what we do not have simply because it is the latest iPhone, the latest cell phone, the latest television, the latest technology, and I have to have it. Give thanks for what you already have. Be grateful for what you already have. And when you are grateful, I am not telling you to settle for it, because if you settle for it, it simply means to stop advancing. Move on. But not according to the rhythm that the world is placing in you, but according to the purpose that God established for you. Every day take a step and take it firmly in the Lord. Do not despair for what you do not have and are longing for. If it is part of His purpose, the Lord has His time to give it to you. Try to look first for the kingdom of God and His justice. The rest of the things will be added. Be grateful, and by being grateful, you will be prepared to receive more. Release everything that you worry about. Release everything that keeps you away from God, and begin to understand that the approval that you need the most is the Father's. Because in the end, my beloved friends, everything that we see, everything material, comes and goes, and it is going to stay here. But the eternal remains. A life without filters. This is Paul's version from prison. Let us reflect. Let us reflect. Father, I thank you for your word, because this word is alive and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, because your word teaches us, rearranges us, feeds us, and helps us. Lord, through your word, remove the veil from our eyes, all the filters that the world has put on our eyes to live a life full of lies, and be able to understand, Lord, that we are sinners, that we need you, that separated from you, we can do nothing. Oh my God, I ask you that through this message we will understand, Lord, that life is a gift, so we must know how to live it. And without you, we will not have the wisdom to do it. Father, I pray for each person who is receiving this word, and I ask you that this word reaches each heart as you want it to be interpreted. Lord, in the name of Jesus, and to be strength to many. Thank you, Father. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He wants you to remember, without filters, it is necessary. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time.